All right, let's address the question, why? Pretty simple word, huh? Just one word with a question mark. But it's very difficult to answer at times. So let me ask you, why did you give me your money to take this course? Why do you want to improve the way you present yourself to the world? Why do you want more respect at work? Why do you want to be perceived as more attractive? Well, let's ask an expert. This guy has built his reputation about the question why. His name's Simon Sinek, and he did some research. He's a professor over at Columbia, and he does a lot of speaking. He's got his own consulting firm. He talks about why, how, and what. And he came up with this diagram. Yeah, it's pretty complicated, so I'm not going to get into it too much. But his big thing right here is everything starts with why. The problem is that most of the time we start with what, or we even start with how. But rarely do we get down to the purpose, to the belief, to the flame that is right there at the center of why we're doing what we're doing. So again, usually it goes from the outside in. We decide what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, and then we try to justify later on why we're going to do it. What we need to do here in the style system is I need to know why you're here, because this is what's going to make this work, is that we're going to build up your why. I'm going to know it. You're going to know it. We're going to agree that it's a solid foundation. Then we're going to develop the how to get there, and then we're going to arrive. So what are my whys? You may be saying, well, what does Antonio dress well for? Well, I can tell you, I thought about this quite a bit, so I've got quite a few of them. I dress sharp because it makes me feel more confident. When I dress and feel more confident, more respect is shown to me by others. Because when it comes down to it, we associate outer appearance with status in society. I know we live in supposedly a classless society, but we do make judgments of people based off of how they look. What does a homeless person look like? Yeah, you've got a picture in your head. And if that person shows up at your door, you're not going to open it. What does a successful businessman look like? What does a California surfer look like? All of these images, we do have an image. We think in pictures. We don't think in words. We've developed to make snap judgments to survive. Now, this is, you know, I'm not going to get into, you know, I studied evolutionary biology, but I'm not going to go down that path, this guy. What I'm getting at is that we make snap judgments because it enables us, we're really lazy is what it comes down to. We look at a figure when it's coming up and we make a very quick judgment whether or not it's a threat and whether it's going to be a fight or flight. And whenever we see a woman approaching us, we don't necessarily initially notice her eyes. She's too far away. But what we do notice, the way her hips move. We notice the way she carries herself. We immediately start to pick up on the clothing she's wearing. If you're a single guy, all of a sudden, you respond to that perhaps by smiling if you find her attractive. By perhaps, you know, not even if you don't find her attractive, you perhaps look the other way. Now, if it's a guy coming up to you, again, you make a snap judgment. Is this guy a threat, or is he just someone that's going to pass me by? Again, my why, I want to teach my kids the power of a strong presentation. The reason being is because I've been rejected for not looking the part. I remember, especially this started pretty young, I remember going to school and having in my jeans, having them being all frayed up and all torn up. And it was something that I don't think the teacher meant to embarrass me, but she did pull me and ask me, you know, I need to wear my best jeans without holes in them because the next day was picture day. And I was pretty embarrassed. A lot of kids overheard it and I was made fun of that day. I don't want my kids to go through that. And better yet, I don't want them to have clothing slow them down later on in life. So I'm trying to lead by example. My wife, she loves it when I dress sharp. Now, I'm not going to go into too much detail here, but let's just say it's there's a reason why I have three kids. I represent my family. Now, my son, my wife, my daughters, they have no control over what people think about the family at this point. They have a little bit, but really when people meet my family, they're meeting me. I go out and I represent my family to the local community at certain events, at recitals, at PTA events, everything that I'm involved in here locally. And there's an association that goes with my presentation and what they expect of my family. So that's a pretty big one to me. And I represent my business. I own a custom clothier, so I've got to dress the part. But also, if I didn't own a custom clothier, if I owned a computer company, I would still want people to think that, hey, this is a guy that pays attention to the details. So this is what I'm going to leave you with. What is your why? So here's the article. I expect you to go down here to the bottom, and here is the task number one. What's your why? And like I say over here, really think about this. No simple one-word answers here. I'm going to discuss this with you in your one-on-one call. You're not allowed to go beyond 500 characters, but I really think that in 500 characters, you can give me a very strong reason as to what and why you're going to dress sharp. Feel free to take some of mine. I don't mind, but I really want you to make these your own.